points that Alex brought up during your interview was the idea of writing things you don't necessarily love, just as a matter of discipline. And when we balance that with the other idea she brought up, that we all need to pursue joy, it's an interesting conversation about how we each pursue joy in fandom, which isn't necessarily the same for everyone. So we wanted to take a second to unpack each of those things for us personally, and then also have a think about how you can interact with joy as well.
For me, part of embracing joy is also embracing the growth of my craft, not to sound like a super pretentious master of fine arts student, but it is an important thing for me to keep challenging myself and growing, whatever that looks like for me at the time. I completely reject the idea that what we do is just fandom, that it's practice for real writing, quote unquote. Almost nothing gets me angrier than when someone derides fan fiction as universally junk, when I've been a reader for most of my life and have read many, many published, professionally published fics that are completely junk, and read some absolutely stunningly gorgeous fanfic. I want to chase this for as long as it brings me joy and as long as it brings joy to other people. And part of the bringing joy to both myself and other people is to continually grow. For me, again, this is for me. So in part of being the best that I could be, it's using betas and it's pushing myself to use new writing techniques and even try some new ships. In the 9 months I've been in fandom, I've tried to play with rare pairs quite a lot. I just finished the rare pair Big Bang, trying to kind of keep thinking about different characters from different perspectives. I also love that I write Steve and Tony and Bucky in all of their various iterations, and like how I write Tony in Winter Iron feels different to me than how I write Tony in Stony Fic. It just is. And I love bringing out those different sides of them. But I know I'm pretty sure anyway, I write more ships than you do, Ferret. So does any of that kind of resonate with you?
Yeah, I'm open to a lot of ships, but I don't necessarily write them all. I read a lot more than I write. And a lot of times the idea I get comes with the ship that I want for it. And obviously my default just kind of ends up being Stony. For me, one of the joys in fandom isn't finding new ships. I don't seek out rare pairs or try and create those shippy feelings about characters. It either happens to me or it doesn't, and I just let that river carry me along. For me, my joy is found primarily in the friendships and connections with people that I've formed in fandom. And the reason that I'm still in this fandom is because of the people, absolutely, and because of the connections I've made and the friendships I've formed. But I wrote a lot for school for a long time. I did a lot of creative writing. I did a lot of academic writing. I do writing in my work life, and a lot of it is about seeking as close to perfection as you can get. And for me in fandom, I'm not particularly interested in getting better. It's not one of my goals. I'm not like, oh, every fic has to be better than the fic before, or I'm going to read books on writing advice and try and improve. I don't feel like for me that's what this space satisfies. I like telling the story that I want to tell, and that's where the big joy comes from. I have an idea, I want to get it out. I've made jokes before about being quantity over quality, and it's true in the way I interact with my own writing as well. I don't want to obsess about perfection. I'm already too perfectionist in other aspects of my life. I'm too pedantic. I can get obsessed about details. For me, that's not what this kind of writing is about. It's about freedom. I'm comfortable with posting something that I do not think is perfect. And part of that I had to cultivate. It takes a little bit of practice, but that's what brings me joy. I also get a lot of joy out of numbers. I think Ashes and I talked about that a little bit when she was here, but we both love numbers. I love seeing cool numbers. I love watching stats change. I love calculating percents of things. I like looking at tags and seeing those percents. And so with that in mind, I like to set goals for myself that are number-based. I set word count goals, and I like to meet those. They don't have to be good words, but I like to reach a certain number of words. And that possibly also, to get into some therapy, probably gives me control in an area of my life that, you know, I do have complete control over. It gives me something quantitative that I can strive for. And lastly, I like how fandom has me try new things. There's so many experiences and conversations and kinks and tropes I never would have experienced otherwise, but it's such a big, wide world that I just love seeing what's out there.
That makes so much sense to me, like especially the idea about creating things. Like, we are perfectionists in very different ways, and we I'm not as pedantic as you.
Yeah.
Which, if that has not come out to listeners, you can
hang out in our Discord server and you'll
find out. Discord server, it will come pretty clear pretty quickly. But I, in my offline writing life, it is a lot about really clearly expressing nonfiction writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this way, like, what I don't get pedantic about is necessarily like out of character stuff, because I create the sandbox. This is probably why I like writing AUs a lot more than I like writing canon.
Mm.
But I like creating the sandbox. And how would this human with this bag of history that we've been given by canon, how would they react to this setting? And how would they react to the what if question I've asked myself? I am not very excellent at the really, really detailed pedant of grammar for a whole host of reasons, including that half of my schooling is in the UK and half of my schooling is in the United States. And I just get confused as to which one I'm supposed to care about sometimes. But I really, 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 like when you said that the huge part of the joy is the friendship, you're right. And I don't know why I didn't immediately think of that. But probably because I have, I'm dead inside. But
well, I think there's two like universes to fandom as well. There's the private personal universe that's a relationship between you and what you're creating. And then even entirely separate from that, because you don't have to be a creator at all to participate in the social aspect of fandom.
Yeah. And I fell so deep so quickly. And I think we talked about this in our Discord chat, like fandom is not necessarily who you know, but it's how much you interact with it in some way. Like, that's a really clumsy way to say it. But it's why I love Discord over some other stuff, because it feels more communal. I got to know more people quickly and I feel more seen than I do in a lot of other spaces in my life.
Yeah, I think that feeling like you've got people you can go to who know you, even if it's just the you that you present online in this context, it's still a connection that it's just a valuable social experience for a lot of people in fandom.
Yeah, and I love how on any given time of day, I'm talking to people from anywhere in the world.
And the other cool thing about that is when you have those connections with people, you're forming those connections, you get to see the massive, complicated Venn diagram of all the different ways that people in fandom find their joy. Because even just our two stories are different, but it's so broad how people relate to fandom and what they get out of it. And I'd say everyone's joy is different.
And that's one of the beauties of it, to be frank. Like, if we all found joy in the same things, it would be a monolith, which would not reflect humanity. And one of the best parts of fandom is that it reflects humanity. It is humanity. But because it's humanity, we do have a tendency to get territorial about rightness sometimes. And so the downside to fandom being this wide rambling thing is that people can treat each other poorly.
Yeah, it can be difficult to look at somebody else's joy that they're getting and it's not your joy. And if you can't relate to that, there can be an urge to tell them why they're doing it wrong or how they might get joy better if they did it the way that suits you. But I think the primary goal for us when we're seeking our joy in fandom should be first do no harm, then do you. So as long as you're not hurting anyone, go out and find the method of engaging with fandom that brings you joy. We talk about Discord a lot, but if it doesn't bring you joy, that's not the space you want to be in. If you're the kind of person who wants to spend all your fandom time on Dreamwidth, then go for it. That's your joy.
And if part of your joy is not necessarily interacting with people at all, then don't. Nothing of this is mandatory, I guess, is something I would say, really what it comes down to.
Yeah, but lurking is valid. Being a consumer is valid.
Yeah, and being a writer who posts on AO3, never responds to comments because you don't know what to do with them, and doesn't really interact with anybody is also valid.
Everybody who's here is part of fandom, no matter how they're interacting with it. And that person's joy isn't taking away from the joy from the person who's on Discord every day, all day, talking to everyone, making all the friends, friending everybody, doing collabs. It's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, joy is not a pie. We're not going to run out of it.
And on sort of the flip side of that, if the way that someone else is finding their joy bothers you, if when scrolling through the ship tag that's your favorite, there's another tag that upsets you, then you can block that. There are tools. We'll link some scripts you can add to AO3 in our show notes for how you can better curate your AO3 experience. If there's a person on Discord, you don't want to read their messages, you can block them. You can mute channels. You can mute servers. You can also take a break. You can disconnect. You can leave a whole fandom. You can leave a server. You can disconnect with a certain person that you don't want to talk to anymore. These are all options. Ultimately, you have to curate your own fandom experience, and that includes curating how you find your joy and the people you're finding joy with.
And perhaps there are times where you encounter something that makes your eyebrow raise, and you can use it as an opportunity to cultivate some curiosity. Why does this work for so-and-so? Or would it maybe work for me? Or, you know, I've never read this tag and it's kind of, but I'll give it a shot. You give it a shot and you go, oh no, this is a no. And you walk away and no harm, no foul. You give it a shot and go, oh, this actually kind of works for me. There's limits within that, obviously. If you are somebody who is a survivor of sexual violence, spending time in the rape non-con tag might not be a super great time for you. And there might be other times that it is, and it's really cathartic. What happens in how you cultivate your experience in that all is that it's personal and also that it evolves. So when I first joined fandom, I didn't really know what to do with either MPreg or ABO, not only as a reader, but as somebody who kind of thinks about the larger social implications of art and how we create and engage with art. Those two categories, I could not square the circle, as it were. And then a writer I really loved, who also happens to be my co-host here, I followed through to an ABO tag.
Who's that?
Oh my gosh, stranger. I followed a fic to an ABO tag, and I was like, oh, I already trust this author. I already trust that I love how the stories are structured and the dialogue is written. So let me add this one other thing and see if I like it too. And I've done that with some other stuff. I've done that with some kinks that I've gone to and go, you know what? No, this isn't for me, but blessings, enjoy this, rock on. I beta things that I don't love reading. I beta actually a lot of things I don't love reading because I've got one particular person that I beta for who writes stuff all out of my comfort zone all the time. But it's fascinating to just be able to go, good for her, not for me. And that's fine. Again, a caveat, if something is legitimately harmful to you emotionally, leaving is a valid option.
That first do no harm applies to yourself as well.
Yeah, no one needs to be Steve and Tony here. We have enough martyrs in this fandom. We don't need more.
So that being said, we'd love to know what brings you joy in fandom. We know there's a lot of people out there listening that have completely different joy experiences from ours. So send us a message, leave a comment. You can send us a stony secret if you want it to be anonymous, and let us know. Maybe this is something you've struggled with. Maybe you've had to leave a fandom because you couldn't find your joy, or you had to disconnect with a person whose joy was so different from yours you couldn't communicate with them comfortably. Or maybe you are wonderful at curating your fandom experience. You've got scripts upon scripts. You've got a blacklist. You've got a block list. And every day you only see those things that bring you joy. We want to hear about that too. So get in touch. Hit us up on social media and let us know. How do you create joy?